Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. And before I go into sharing what the Lord has placed on my heart, may we take just a few moments in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for the many that are listening to this broadcast, listening, Lord, to hear the word of the Lord. And Father, we wait every morning to hear you speak to us. We wait for your divine counsel, not only for revelation and understanding of your word, but also that practical wisdom and knowledge we need for our daily lives. Lord, I lift every single listener, Lord, those who are joining their hearts with mine, and you see the areas in their life that need your ministry, that need your help, that need your comfort, that need your guidance. And so, Lord, I'm asking in the wonderful, exalt in mighty name of Jesus that you will touch their lives. You will minister to them through this broadcast. Lord, even as we just sit in your presence, God, that you will just let your love and your comfort and your assurance be with us. Lord, I thank you for it. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my child, to let you know that I am with you. And as my word declares, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Lo, as my word declares, David said, when my heart and my flesh fail, even my God shall be the strength of my life and my portion forever. And so, beloved, know that I am to you your rock, your refuge, your high tower where you can run in the time of trouble, where you can run in the time of desperation, where you can run in the time when there is turmoil and confusion all around. And as you seek me, you will experience my deep peace and my rest, knowing that I hold you in the very palms of my hand. And then I'm guiding your steps and I'm leading you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Fear not the work of the enemy. Be strong and very courageous, for I go with you, says the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless and we praise your holy name. As I was waiting on the Lord for what to share today and the next several days, the Lord took me to a passage of Scripture found in Galatians, the 4th chapter, verses 28 through 31. Please allow me to read it for you. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Thank you for your word, Lord. Beloved, there is such a great difference between our efforts, our labors, our attempts to make our life like our master's, and on the other hand, allowing him, being willing to let him, surrendering to him, that his very life could be born anew within us, and that his resurrection life might flow unhindered and unhampered through us. The Apostle Paul declares that spiritual sonship in Christ alone is acceptable unto God, and that no other condition or mode of life is acceptable. He told them that they should be carried out of their childhood. Didn't he say that? He said, you ought to be taking meat now, but instead you need milk. He's saying they needed to grow up. God's people need to grow up. And that we should allow the bondages and the restrictions and the things that held us captive in days past, that we should allow the Spirit of God to free us. The separation from the past should be complete and absolute. And there's some of you listening to me right now that have been just plagued and tormented by the things of the past, the things that occurred in your life, the sins, the failures, and the enemy just seems to be bringing it up constantly. Yes, you've asked forgiveness. Yes, you've sought to do all that you could in your present walk to be pleasing to God. But the enemy it's a battle in the mind, beloved, where he constantly wants to bring up condemnation and guilt, things that the Lord has already forgiven you for. And we have to understand that we need to look forward to what God is doing in our lives and to leave the past where it belongs in the past. Our God is a God of the present moment. Oh yes, He encompasses our past and our future, but He said, I am that I am. He is with us right now. He'll give you grace for today. You don't need grace for tomorrow, for today. You need grace for today. And when tomorrow comes, He will be gracious and faithful to supply all the grace that you need. For as your days are, so shall your strength be. Paul told the Christian church, not only the ones he was writing to when he was alive, but through all the generations since that time, that we should be separated from the past, that we should understand that we have a new life in Christ Jesus. The old covenant had been replaced with the new covenant. You remember that? At the Last Supper, Jesus said, this new covenant that I make with you is going to be sealed with my blood. The old had fulfilled its ministry. The word speaks of it as our schoolmaster. It showed us that we were incapable of fulfilling the law of God perfectly. That's why the continual sacrifices had to be made, that great day of atonement, when God's people were covered, if you will, for another year. However, through the sacrifice of the one who was without blemish, the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus, we now have perfect righteousness because of that. That righteousness of Jesus has been imputed to us. This new covenant had been given, built on better promises. The old was only a type and a shadow of the new. In this new covenant, beloved, oh, we may have heard these words so many times before, but that's why we have to hear and rehear and repeat, so that our spirit man, it can settle down in our soul and in our heart. This new covenant is resurrection life. Paul proclaimed entire and lasting freedom from the bondage of the past as we enter into that glorious liberty and the freedom wherewith and in which Christ has set us free. There's to be a distinct separation from the old. There has to be a casting out before there can be a coming in. The old and the new cannot mix. Do you remember the simile, if you will, God, that Jesus gave about the, you couldn't put old wine or new wine into old wineskins because the wineskins would burst, but they had to, that new wine had to go in new wineskins. And so there has to be more than sincerity and more than mere honesty of purpose. God requires a clear-cut obedience to lay aside every weight and every doctrine of men to come into the glory of the new covenant. That's what Paul was speaking to the Galatians. He said, you started in the liberty of Christ. Who hath bewitched you? What are you doing now, going back into legalism, going back into things that appeal to the flesh? Because that's what legalism does. It appeals to the flesh. It appeals to our sense of self-righteousness. Beloved, as we look at the life of Abraham and Sarah, Abraham was the father of the faith, as we call him, the father of the faithful. When God made a promise to Abraham, and as they advanced in years as a couple, they thought it was hopeless for them to ever have a child. Sarah had an idea one day. She offered Abraham her handmaid Hagar, the Egyptian maid who waited upon her, and they thought that perhaps that through this union they would be blessed with a child. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. That relationship produced a son who was named Ishmael, and that name means God hears. But from the very beginning, there was trouble, and may I say it has continued on down through the centuries unto the present time in which we are living. All we have to do is look at the Middle East. From the beginning, there was trouble. What happened? Hagar began to despise Sarah. There was no peace. There was only heartache. And finally, Sarah mistreated Hagar, and she fled from her. And of course, if you know the story, God spoke to her and said, go back and be subject to your mistress, Sarah. And what we see in this very real life episode in the life of Abraham and Sarah, we see this boy Ishmael was a living example, if you will, of an adulterated stream, which is part God and part man, part the purposes of God and part the plans of man. He was not a child of faith. He was a child of reason. He was not the child of promise that was to come. Well, beloved, I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But if you are struggling at this point in your life, I sense many of you are at a real juncture, a time of decision. And beloved, we need the wisdom of God. But aren't you grateful for God's promise that if we lack wisdom, God does not ridicule us, he doesn't rebuke us, but he gives us that which we have need of. And if you need God's intervention in your life now, I invite you to write. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. And it's one of the joys of my life. I love to just minister in prayer. I love the correspondence ministry. So often when folks email, I said, hey, if you'd like to leave or share your mailing address, I'll allow you to receive my monthly letter of encouragement. I don't beg for finances. My purpose is to minister and encourage your faith. Won't you write? And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.